Welcome to Gleaning and Gathering. I'm your host, Eric Heimlich, and today I'm bringing you an interview, again from Gatlinburg, Tennessee. I was there with my friend David Spivey, and he was sharing about Men Arise. And so today, I want to bring that conversation to you here on Gleaning and Gathering. We're here this afternoon with Brother David Spivey, and he is pastor in Galax, Virginia, and also is leading Men Arise. And he has been a friend for a number of years, and I just wanted to take time to just talk with you a little bit about what's going on in your life and in your world. And so thanks for taking time to sit down here this afternoon.
Well, Eric, it's my privilege, and thank you for the invitation to be on your podcast. I appreciate your vision for this, to get the word out for different, in regards to different organizations, kingdom building efforts. And so thank you. Thank you for allowing me to have a part in it.
Absolutely. Well, tell us about how did Men Arise start? What's the Genesis story behind that? I'm always interested in knowing how things began.
This might sound like an overgeneralization, but really Men Arise began in the heart of God. Mm-hmm. Because God designed men. He gave men purpose, calling, ability, design. And so really it all starts with God. Mm-hmm. Men Arise in particular began from the burden of seeing, calling men upward in our day, in our generation, our context, to God's holy purposes. And so Brother Joshua Davis, myself, began talking, sharing together, recognizing problems, needs. And from that, as I believe God always wants us to do, we move from just seeing the need to trying to step forward in godly solutions. Mm-hmm. And that's really how Men Arise began, with two brethren talking together, mm-hmm. seeing the need, recognizing the call upward. And from that, God has been putting together a vision for events, mm-hmm. for a movement, for leadership, for involvement of men at every level. And I will tell you, 2.5 years down the road, we could not have imagined how God has led, grown, developed, and is using Men Arise for His glory.
Yeah,
for the good of men.
Well, I've certainly heard good things about it. Haven't been there yet, but Lord willing, we'll be coming.
Hoping to rectify that this year.
Yeah. We're going to do that this year. But just talk a little bit about the vision. So you mentioned it just briefly there, but what is the vision of Men Arise? What can you see it becoming?
Yes. Well, our slogan is Godly Manhood Today. Every one of those words matter. Mm-hmm. This is about calling men to not be anything less than godly. Mm-hmm. That's really where it starts, in man knowing God. And then from knowing God, from being connected to Christ, then having the power to live out godliness in all areas of their life. It's also manhood. Mm-hmm. Unapologetically, God designed male. Mm-hmm. He didn't apologize for that. He didn't ask male to be more female. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, He's called us to love and show compassion, but we're very much called to be men. And we have every confidence in this day that God is not calling men to be more like women. He's calling them to be more like Himself and His design for them. So embracing manhood, not toxic masculinity, but biblical masculinity. So, and then today, men recognizing that the time is now. Mm-hmm. Whatever has their past has involved could be failure, disappointment, but God's saying today is that forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forth those things where start today.
Yeah,
move forward from today. That's how God works in our lives. So those really define, those three words really define what Men Arise is about. Mm-hmm. Men Arise is kingdom building for the common man. Mm-hmm. This is not about if you've got the right position, if you've been successful enough. This is reaching men, whatever their lot in life is, single, married, just getting started, having failed over and over in their lives. So the vision of Men Arise is helping men right where they are to know God, mm-hmm. to be a man, because all men, whether you're rugged or not, are called to certain things in God's kingdom. Mm-hmm. And then for that to begin today in their heart and lives in a fresh way.
Yeah. Well, that's a beautiful vision. In terms of just thinking about how do we help men
develop in that idea of masculinity. It seems like that comes in all shapes and sizes, right?
Yes.
And so, you know, there's the guys that, for them, masculinity is all about shooting things and breaking stuff, you know, finding a truck and doing something with it. But then there's other men that, for them, it's all about going after the latest deal and figuring out. It really does come in all shapes and sizes.
It does.
So how do you embrace that broad spectrum of masculinity in all of its varied forms?
That's a great question. I like to use the biblical picture of Esau and Jacob. Mm. Esau was rugged, mighty hunter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I've hunted a few times. I've enjoyed it, but sure. That's not me. Jacob, you know, loved the tent. Okay, yes, he was a herdsman, but he also seemed to love to cook and prepare. And they were completely different at every level, but they were both called to be men, and they were both called to be godly men. So you have to boil down to what are the things that God says that every man needs to be. Well, one, Scripture told men right from the beginning to take dominion. Men are called to take leadership. Even if they're not a great leader, there are certain things that they must lead.
Mm-hmm.
They must lead.
Mm-hmm.
God has called men to take responsibility.
Yes.
God came to Adam. Adam wasn't the first one that messed up. But when he showed up, he said, Adam, where are you? Not Eve, where are you?
Mm-hmm.
It was not a question of God wondering where they were. God knew where they were.
Right.
It was a question of responsibility. It was not a question of position. It was a question of priority and position. Of responsibility. You know, Adam, what's happened here? Why go to Adam? Because Adam was the one God placed as the man to be responsible. So men are called to take authority, not in a domineering way. Mm-hmm. Just take responsibility, be mm-hmm. accountable for. And men are called to produce.
Mm-hmm.
Men are called to replenish, multiply, but both in having children, but in being productive, in managing this earth that mm-hmm. God has given us. So men are going to have different qualities in doing that,
mm-hmm.
different giftings, but there's some core things that every single man is called to by God's design. And how you live that out will look different in
sure.
your context, in your culture, in your giftings, but there'll be some similar strains that are for every man. So,
Yeah. Well, I think it's important. You know, we live in such a day where masculinity, on the one hand, is maligned.
Right.
It's a bad thing.
Right.
Toxic masculinity.
Right.
You referenced it
right.
earlier. And on the other hand, where there's just a complete emasculation, complete, you know, denigration of it to the point that it just doesn't exist. And so whether it's, you know, men on the one hand, you know, being the brute, or on the other hand, not standing up and,
right.
and taking any kind of authority. Either way, like there's this huge, huge gap.
Right.
And a huge need. And for many men, not having that modeled in their life.
That's right.
You know, where are the fathers who have been
That's right.
the example? And so for so many men, there is this giant gaping
That's right.
hole in their life, isn't there? So in what way has Men Arise brought together men from these varied backgrounds who have been able to help each other in that journey?
I love that question because this really kind of gets to some of the heart of what this is about. And it's about men coming together, accomplishing a brotherhood. You know, in Scripture, Cain came to the Lord came to Cain,
mm-hmm.
and Cain kind of shrugged off God's searching and pressing by saying, "Am I my brother's keeper?"
Mm-hmm.
Well, Cain thought it was a rhetorical answer of no. The reality is, actually, Cain was his brother's keeper. At some level, every man is responsible for other men. At some level,
mm-hmm.
we are our brother's keeper. The men that God has placed in our lives, in our context, we are responsible for and to one another. Now, you referenced many men missing the father element in their life. Well, this mentoring, this developing ought to begin in the home. Mm-hmm. It is first and foremost a father's responsibility. Many men didn't have a father involved, present, etc. So one of the things that Mentorize is emphasizing is this need for mentoring. Mm-hmm. Mentoring sometimes can be a buzzword, but the bottom line is, in God's economy, it's supposed to happen.
Yeah, it needs to happen.
Period.
Whatever you call it,
doesn't matter. We've utilized the idea of every man needs a Paul, a Timothy, and a Barnabas in his life. Mm-hmm. A Paul, someone ahead of them in a journey, oftentimes older than them, not necessarily, but ahead of them in a journey that can speak into them. And I will say this, one thing I've been learning is I haven't always had the Pauls just come to me.
Mm-hmm.
I've needed sometimes to ask for them.
Mm-hmm.
We would encourage men to do that. They also need a Timothy. Mm-hmm. They need somebody that they're pouring what they're learning into.
Yes.
And the reality is, even a 14-year-old boy can be a Paul to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
He can be a Paul to an 8-year-old boy.
Sure.
He can pour into an 8-year-old boy in helping influence him in the right kind of things. And then every man needs a Barnabas in their life. Somebody that's a peer of sorts in their lives that's kind of walking life with them. An encourager, accountability, etc. These things can overlap, of course, but there are three distinct elements.
Sure.
And every man needs these in his life, and if he doesn't have them, he ought to pursue them.
Yes.
Mentorize is partnering with that, mm-hmm. right, to accomplish that, encouraging that. Every man also needs to be these things. He needs to have them and be them.
Mm.
In doing so, we begin to fulfill the call of Scripture to pass these elements of godly manhood on generationally.
Yeah.
To build a brotherhood, to take the things that you've seen, learn, and pass them on to faithful men. Not just pass them, but form faithful men.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's about spiritual formation together in I like to use the term brotherhood. Mm-hmm. You're not just community, but a brotherhood, because mm-hmm. we're men. And we're brother to brother in this. So I hope that helps. We're really feeling the need to help men understand that they're not alone. Men are so good and bad at doing it alone.
So yeah. True.
They're so good and bad at it. And recognizing, and this isn't just, you know, pour out your feelings kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now there is a time for that.
Mm-hmm.
Men do need to be vulnerable and open up. But also men being challenged.
Mm-hmm.
God's calling you forward, and we're in this together.
Yes.
So,
yeah. Well, it's beautiful. So if people are wanting to be involved in this, where would they go to learn more?
Well, the website is the first stop, probably.
Yeah.
GodlyManhoodToday.com. GodlyManhoodToday.com. We also are on Facebook and Instagram. Oftentimes you can see updates of information or video reels there, etc. We have three main events in 2024. We'll be in Colorado in May 7th through 9th. That's an incredible experience. If you've not been to Colorado, if you've not been to Ranch Haven, and if you've not been to a Mentorize in Colorado, it's an amazing, wonderful thing.
Yeah.
And then we'll be in Seymour, Indiana in September 17th through 19th. That is going to be a larger event where we can house 500, maybe up to 700 men. It's going to be a multi-track format. We're really excited about this next step. And then we'll be back in Colorado in October 9th through 11th. And exciting lineup. We do believe Mentorize in the future is going to be going to more local contexts,
mm-hmm.
And even different cultural contexts, because all men everywhere need godly manhood.
Yeah.
It's our calling. So Mentorize wants to partner with other groups, other settings to accomplish God's goal for men.
I think it's beautiful, and I'm excited to see how God is using it to make a difference in men's lives.
We say to God be the glory. It's so exciting. Challenging, yes, but exciting to be a part of it.
Well, and you've got such a great team, too. I know some of the guys that are part of the team, but the way in which God's bringing together just a great group of men who are helping to facilitate this is really probably one of the most exciting parts about it, really.
It's humbling and encouraging, and I will just say, we believe that's how God wants men to do life. I mean, there are certain things, of course, we have to take personal responsibility for, but mm-hmm. but when we do it together mm-hmm. with God, much more is accomplished.
Amen.
Yeah. God's not calling us to be single soldiers, but rather be part of his army.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for taking time today, David. It's a privilege to be your friend, and I'm just appreciated your input in my life across the years, and just the way in which you've been a blessing to me, and I'm looking forward to seeing what God does and continues to do through Minarize.
Major dittos to your friendship, brother. God bless you. And thanks for allowing us to come on today and be a part.
Absolutely. Thank you.
God bless you.
Well, I really appreciate the good work that Minarize is doing and just really enjoy that conversation with David Spivey, and just encourage you to check out what they're doing. And if you have an opportunity to attend Minarize, would just greatly encourage you to do that. Look forward to doing that myself later on this year. And so again, they've got events coming up in May, September, and then again in October. And so encourage you to check out that ministry and that opportunity for gleaning and gathering. God bless.